Good evening. I'm Stuart Watchman, ZL2TW from Blenheim.
And I'm Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL in Upper Hutt.
I'm Rosemary Bosher, ZL1RO in Auckland.
And I'm Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG from Christchurch.
And I'm Jim Meacham, ZL2BHF in Nelson. And together, we bring you the NZART official broadcast for November 2016. Good evening, everyone. Leading tonight's broadcast, Presidential Comment. Here's our NZART President, Stuart Watchman, ZL2TW.
Good evening to all listeners. I would like to thank our Vice President, Phil, ZL3PAH, for stepping in for me on last month's broadcast, as I required a month's leave of absence after the sudden death of my wife, Claire. It is with sadness that I report the death of past President Peter Norden, ZL2SJ, last Thursday, the 24th of November, in Upper Hutt. Peter was President from 2001 to 2004 and had served as Vice President and on Council for some time before that. Our thoughts are with Peter's wife, Alison, and a message has been sent to her on behalf of NZART members. Like many of you, I was woken by the violent Kaikoura earthquake on Monday, the 14th of November. After the earthquake, there have been reports of communication problems. Understandably, the immediate thought for many is that ARECshould have gotten there and sorted that out. But there are a number of details that need to be considered to understand what ARECcan do or should do, and the details of these does vary from incident to incident. Formal approaches offering assistance were made to the appropriate authorities on the day of the earthquake by the section leaders in Marlborough and Canterbury, and nationally by the ARECNational Director, Jeff ZL4JS. The police and fire service radio networks operated from the initial event with only minor impacts due to loss of mains power. In the main, the communication problems referred to are mass public communication facilities such as landlines, cellular services and broadband. It should be noted that there are no active amateurs resident in the areas that were cut off to road access. ARECpersonnel in Canterbury have contributed to the civil defence and emergency services efforts in the Hurunuri area by providing operators for the EOC and Amberley. A temporary voice link via the North Canterbury 2-metre repeater was provided for the fire service to meet a specific need through the good fortune of Daniel, ZL1DFA, being on holiday in Waiau when the earthquake occurred. These contributions are low-key in terms of public visibility, helping where we are needed, not getting in the way where we are not. ARECwill continue to make people and equipment available when needed to assist as required. It should be noted that what has been required so far of ARECin this incident has been very different to what was required in the Christchurch earthquakes. Christchurch was a much larger scale operation that required a great deal of effort from many people. Last month, Phil told you that a meeting had been held with Radio Spectrum Management involving our ALO Don Wallace, Doug ZL2TAR from Brunch 74, and myself to put the case for a further test license for digital amateur television on the non-amateur UHF channel 25 at the Belmont site. The license has since been issued and is a major step, as a successful test will have a high likelihood of a permanent license being issued and allow other sites to go through a similar test process around the country. On a final note, it is timely that we all review our preparedness in the event of any disaster, especially a major earthquake, in the light of recent events. Good night all.
Thank you, Stuart, the President of NZART, Stuart Watchman, ZL2TW. And a reminder tonight of the VHF Field Day Contest to be held next weekend, the first weekend in December. This VHF contest is regarded as the big event of the year, where not only field stations participate, but also many home stations as well. This contest is open to all New Zealand amateur radio operators, whether out in the field, home station, mobile or stationary mobile. Overseas stations are also eligible if they work ZL in the contest. EME or Earth Moon Earth contacts are also eligible. As a general note, the majority of terrestrial activity centres on 50.150 MHz, then 144.2, 432.2 and 1296.2 MHz SSB. The operating periods are 5pm to 11pm on the Saturday and 7am to 1pm on the Sunday, New Zealand local time. You can find the full contest rules on the NZART website. So that's VHF Field Day Contest 2016, all bands 6 metres and above, next weekend, Saturday the 3rd and Sunday the 4th of December. to Upper Hutt Now and our monthly broadcast report from NZART Business Manager Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL.
Good evening, Jim, and good evening, everyone. Subscription statements have now been posted to those who have yet to pay their 2017 membership fee. The initial invoice was enclosed with your August break-in. Therefore, if you received this, you will definitely have received an invoice. There are a small number who have paid in advance. They will not have received an invoice, and if you're unsure, check the subscription expiry date on your break-in label. Payments must be received here by the end of November to be eligible for the $10 rebate. A reminder too for all those branches wishing to submit a remit. These must be sent in before the end of December. However, as the office will be closed from the 23rd of December until the 11th of January, it would be advisable to send them earlier. Well, that's all from me, Jim. Back to you.
Thank you, Debbie. Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL, the NZART Business Manager. Remember, it's never too early to plan for your attendance of NZART Conference. The 2017 conference, to be held over Queen's Birthday weekend, that's the 3rd and 4th of June next year, will be hosted by the Rotorua Branch 33 and held at the Sudima Hotel on the shores of Lake Rotorua. See the details on page 37 of your September-October issue of Break-In. Book your travel now and get the best deals. The NZART 2017 conference to be held in Rotorua. Now to catch up on international amateur radio news, we join Neil Rapp, WB9VPG, and the team at the Amateur Radio Newsline.
We open this week's newscast with yet another report from India about suspicious radio transmissions. These originate off the nation's west coast by the Arabian Sea. Here's Amateur Radio Newsline's Jeremy Boot, G4NJH, with more details.
Even as radio operators in West Bengal attempted to track mysterious nighttime radio signals, there comes a more recent report that hams in Mumbai have been picking up signals on VHF just off the coasts of Gujarat and Maharashtra. Ankur Puranik for U2AXN of Ham Radio Operators Mumbai said he's written to the Ministry of Telecommunications and IT, as well as other officials, including law enforcement, pressing for an investigation. Ankur said that his club's direction-finding equipment placed the signals at about 100 nautical miles into the ocean off the coast. The transmissions have been heard for the past few months, he said, and most of the time at night. He described the signals as being in an unintelligible language and devoid of the required identifying call signs. He was quoted in the Mumbai Mirror as saying, quote, "We believe that they are using open-band wireless sets which can tune into or transmit from any frequency in the VHF band between 136 and 174 MHz. Some of these frequencies may be falling in the bands used by the Indian government and security agencies," unquote. The Mumbai amateur operators are not the only radio operators in India to be concerned about unidentifiable transmissions. In October, hams in South Bengal revealed that they began monitoring unauthorized VHF transmissions sent at night along the Bengal-Bangladesh border, with an eye towards tracking possible terror cells. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Jeremy Boot, G4NJH.
As the northeastern corner of New Zealand's South Island tries to clear out from this month's major earthquake, one local amateur has taken stock of his opportunity to help, not just in that moment, but in the future. Amateur Radio Newsline's Jim Meachin, ZL2BHF, tells us more.
On holiday in Waiau, at the time a 7.8 magnitude earthquake struck New Zealand on Monday the 14th of November, Daniel Ayres at L1DFA found himself a few miles from its epicentre. With roads impassable, utilities not functioning and conventional communications useless, no amateur radio assistance was called in. Being there already with his handheld radio, Daniel was among the few who could get involved immediately in that rural region, first by finding out what had happened and then to step in and help.
At that stage, I only had a handheld dual-band radio with me, but fortunately it had a reasonably good antenna on it, and so I was able to get into an amateur repeater called 6975, a VHF repeater on 146.975 megahertz that was some distance away, but I was able to get into that, and that allowed me to talk to people in Christchurch and in the wider area around the northern part of the South Island. And they told me straight away that we had just had a direct hit.
Even after civilian AM radio brought news reports in, the Civil Defence's District VHF repeater network failed for several hours, so it was tough getting word out until later. Limited road access eventually allowed Daniel to retrieve his SUV, which is equipped with mobile ham equipment.
I was able to quickly scoot out into Christchurch and swap the car that I was driving for my SUV, which was fitted out for emergency communications on HF and VHF and had everything necessary ready to go to talk to anybody anywhere. So I took that vehicle back into Waiau, and it was using that that I was able to participate more fully in providing some communications.
Daniel also worked for hours using the civil defence system and equipment before being asked to switch to his own amateur radios to help the New Zealand Fire Service pass messages to their regional office in Christchurch, 100 miles away.
What I found was very interesting was that the quote-unquote amateur VHF network were more reliable in this instance, and this was not the only instance that we've seen this in this part of the country, but the amateur infrastructure was more reliable than the radio communications infrastructure put in by civil defence.
The next challenge, Daniel said, is not just preparing for the next quake that is surely to come, or the series of inevitable aftershocks, but finding a way for radio amateurs to establish a system of response on HF that will help this rural nation more reliably. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Jim Meachin, ZL2BHF.
In DX, listen for Alan K0AV operating as ZD8V from Ascension Island until December 1st. Alan is operating most of the time on CW. Send QSL cards via his home call. Logs will be uploaded to Logbook of the World. Find Mike, AG9C, operating as HR2/AJ9C from Honduras until November 30th. Be listening on all HF bands from 160 meters to 10 meters. He is operating CW, sideband, and RIDI. Send QSL cards to his home call. Christian, IS4BWM, can be heard from the club station 9H0HQ/3 in Kinga in the Congo. He plans to stay in the Congo until Christmas Day, December 25th. Send QSL cards directly to his address in Sardinia. For now, with Karen Eve Murray, KD2, GUT at the news desk in New York, and our news team worldwide, I'm Neil Rapp, WB9VPG in Bloomington, Indiana, saying 73, and as always, we thank you for listening. Amateur Radio Newsline is copyright 2016, all rights reserved.
And as always, we say thank you to Newsline for the use of their copyright material. Moving right along, it's time for news from Waro, and it's a very good evening to Rosemary, ZL1RO.
Thanks, Jim, and good evening, everybody. The next issue of the Waro Bulletin will be out before Christmas. Editor Topsy, ZL2LS, is still hoping that some of you will send an article for inclusion in the magazine. It doesn't have to be lengthy, and if there are photos to accompany the article, all the better. How about taking a camera to your branch end-of-year function? Send your contributions off to Topsy by early December, her email address, which you'll find inside the front cover of any bulletin magazine. Members seem to be busy with holiday and Christmas preparations, and there's not much amateur radio activity to report on this month. Some of you might like to know about Waihil Nets on VHF, which operate in various areas of the country. In the Auckland area, Waihils have a net on Sunday nights on the 146900 repeater at 1900 hours. On some weekday nights, a Waihil group also uses the 146900 repeater at 1900 hours. This repeater can be accessed over a wide area from the Waikato through to north of Auckland and across to Thames. In the Nelson area, there's the NAGS net for Waihils held on Wednesday nights at 1930 hours on the 147025 repeater. Do check in if you're passing through these areas during the holidays. Don't forget the weekly Waro 80 metre net held on Monday nights at 2000 hours on 3.695 megahertz. We'd love to hear more Waihils checking into this net. That's a lot from Waro this month, Jim. Good night, all.
Thank you, Rosemary. Reporting for Waro, Rosemary Bosher, ZL1RO. Finally, in tonight's official broadcast lineup, it's Branch News. Here's Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG.
Thanks, Jim, and good evening, everyone. And we start with the Whangarei Amateur Radio Club, which has its annual general meeting on Wednesday, the 7th of December, at the club rooms from 7:30 p.m. And that's in Heritage Park in Maunoo. The AGM will be followed by the club meeting. The Hibiscus Coast Radio Society has a special general meeting at 8 p.m. on Wednesday, the 21st of December, at the club rooms on 479 Whangaparoa Road in Whangaparoa. To the Auckland VHF Group, Branch 66 NZART, the traditional end-of-year social will be held on Monday, December the 12th at 7:30 p.m. at the club rooms in Hazel Avenue. The Franklin Amateur Radio Club, NZART Branch 10, will have its general meeting on Tuesday the 20th of December. There will be a mobile tower on show on the back lawn, and there will be a barbecue followed by strawberries and ice cream. And that's at the club rooms on Stadium Drive in Pukekohe. Now to the Western Suburbs Radio Club, which has a Christmas dinner on Wednesday the 14th of December at the Newlyn RSA. See your newsletter for more details. The Auckland Branch 02 NZART has its annual general meeting on Tuesday the 13th of December, starting 7:30 p.m. Another social gathering now, and this is for Hutt Valley Branch 18, and their event is on Monday, December the 9th, and that's the traditional Beano. And finally, to Otago Branch 30, on Wednesday, November the 30th, the club has its 89th annual general meeting. And on Wednesday, December the 14th, there will be a social meeting, the last for the year. Well, that's all from me. Back to you, Jim.
And thank you, Stephen. Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG, reporting from Christchurch. The next issue of NZART's headquarters info line will be emailed on Friday, the 2nd of December. The next official broadcast of NZART and the final broadcast for 2016 will be made by ZL6A at 8 p.m. on the Sunday before Christmas, that's Sunday, the 18th of December. This is ZL6A, headquarters station of the New Zealand Association of Radio Transmitters, concluding the official broadcast for November 2016. Good night, everyone. Good night now.